Because this was Avi Murray after Mitzvah Pilchas, this was Daniel Ashina by Fushua Falak, this was Shlomo Zalman Ben Eliyahu. Okay, so we did packet 30. There's a supplement of 30, even though I said all the things, but we have to look at it now. Supplement. We said that base Kedaris and Oguzumazu, there's no Bliya if there's no rotate. So that's why when you put something on a counter, so there's no Bliya to the from the counter to the pot, because this is from the Kedaira to the Kedaira. And even if it could be some liquid on the bottom, it's not going to be enough, you know, of a liquid to really. So the only time that by a counter could be a problem is if it's a, if during the year it's a ben yomo that was milk or kofleishu or treif, and then you had a piece of food got on it, and then and it's hot, and it's, yeah. So that, you know, like a very rare scenario, and would be a potential problem. But if you're just putting pots and things on the counter, so nothing. And just like when you have a grates, it's also. So the thing is, there are more rights that on, if you have supplement packet 30, need to have a shteki deris, no zoom zoo, they know zoom zoo and zoom with a gear, because she came to Zaya. So, Rav Moshe has a tshuva on page 3. It's to Rabbi Olbel, right, from Queens. So, the question was that Rav Moshe said that it's the greats are okay, it's not a problem. But the question is, but what about the lachatchil of the Ramah? Yeah, we said this yesterday. So, we're just showing you inside. This is the tshuva. So, Moshe said lachatchil of the Ramah is only when the shtei kederos that are touching each other that we're afraid that it's going to be a mishpach, right? But Rabbi Olbaum. That was his question. But if you look at the Shari Dura, the sources from the Shari Dura, our Go Shari Dura, on page 5, where it says, Havagav the Magos Ashri, Rav Yop Haligar, Rav Yop Baruch, Komochot Shemati Shemaran, or Zeru, Mechalkim, Devade, Mechli, Sheibo, Tam, Megufo, Polet, Tam, Balua, Fil, Borotev, Amal, Chatiche, Shem, Megufo, Eim, Polet, yeah, and then he says, "Achatich shish matam b'gufa inu polarach also tam lo tam abalua alun kein al derotif." So. I can't find that line. But the mice were make up, like Rav Moshe. Even though Rabbi Oma was claiming that the pshat is that the shita that's machmir for Shnei Kederos, so then maybe it should be machmir. But the Maisa promotion is still making.
Rabbi, does Rav Moshe call this question the question of a bear? He calls it Kushias Adovim.
One second. Come on, who sticks there? Come on, snuggy, resembles the material of Mordechai. The Kamokam, or Korkus, speak of Machalak, the Awoken Tixture, through Doggy, etc. Machmer, who calls that Tovel of Racha, the Arbe, they should act as far as Halala. So you don't get the impression from the Shari Dura that it was talking about on page 6 that is talking about Dafka, when they were next to each other, it says, Habei Yeshla Dakting, but as far as Halalo, that to be Mako from Kadera to Kadera. So Rabbi Ober said it. So Pasha says, Ramah meant to be Machmir. So, okay. So, but Rav Moshe nonetheless feels it's okay. So, it's okay. Now, what did you say, Levitt?
That in the beginning of the tshuva, Rav Moshe said that he didn't really have time to answer the questions. But since Rabbi Olbem asked other rabbis and they didn't have an answer, he says he calls it V'le Matsumana Nimse Shehi Kushyas Hadovim.
Harabim.
Oh, Harabim. That's what it says. Meaning that
a lot of people are bothered by this question. So he says, since so many people are bothered by this question, so I have to give a response. Where? Yeah. So you put the Quashic things on
the white one.
Even
though most
of the
white
for milk. Well, what do you mean the grapes are white? Just two colors?
One's white, one's black.
All right, you don't put the same ones on. Okay, so the Goldbergs. So if you want to go to the Goldberg house, you'll know that you're getting the very chumritic shitas here. You gotta come to my house and do that, Gary. Okay. Okay. The next packet is Melech Roseach. You know, that we discussed if you have something is very Maluach that will have a status of a Roseach. Right? So, you know, we feel kovish kavushal, melech roseach. So the Gemara speaks about two things: melech and tofel. Melech is salty; tofel is not salty. So we have here. Page 4, Kofi Gimel, Dak Tohar Shemochum Dak Tome. So you have two, a kosher fish and non kosher fish. Mutter, my love shall you shame Meluchim, Logan Shay Tohar Maliach, the Tome Tophel. So, what's the story? In other words, in order for it to be a problem, here, take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. Page 9. It has to be salty enough that you won't be able to eat it because it's so salty. Now, it's just stamp salty, it's not going to be kerosech. It's she'enu nechel machmas molcho. Dino kerosech, mafli glaser, kedem klipa. So the male, it needs what? The treif thing has to be salty. The treif thing has to be salty.
Meaning,
right, there's the treif one is polite. So that's the one that has to be salty to, if they're both salty, like Moshe said.
If you have a treif salty. And then kosher is not salty, that's also
good.
Yeah.
Rabbi, what does roseach mean and what does maflit mean?
Roseach is hot. Maflit means to expel the top.
So if you have a steak that has too much salt on it that you can't eat it, it could trafe other things up?
If the steak is trafe, or if the steak is going to go into something milk. Now, we have a concept of...
Is this backed by science, this idea of maluch roseach? Like, this one that CS that we find, that Tom transfers, I think what is the
I don't know, speak to him, Yaakov Tedler.
He never did any experiments?
I would tell you to speak to your group, you know, but whatever. Okay. Look in the Rashba and Beit HaKotzer at page 5. See, Rav Avraham Levitt, you see the Zaya. You see the Zaya. That's the next topic. Rav Avraham Levitt has the Zaya. You see the Zaya?
You mean the theme? The theme?
Yeah. Is that the oatmeal.
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 Oatmeal. Yeah.
Yes.
Oatmeal.
Oatmeal.
You see the Zaya coming out.
Right. Is it Yatza lettuce bowl?
Not really.
Yeah, okay.
Is there a difference between Yad and my tongue? Like my tongue, so lettuce, Bo, you know.
We'll see. Look on page 5. Hamelach, the Chamim, the Mafli, the Mavli, the Shamali, the Reik, the Sech, the Bosa Shkuta, the Nimlach, the Bosa Nevela, the Surah. The Dagtar, the Mochim Dagtome, the Medva Mushu, the Shnei Meluchim. He said, Tome Meluch, right? If it's both Meluchim or the Tome was Meluch, the Torah Tafel. Tafel means not salty. אבל אם היה טוהר מליח, ותמי תופל מותר, כפי שאין חום המלך גדול שיפלי החתיך של המבוכה אף הפי, so you need the tummy to be the salty. Right. Now, there was a whole discussion in Gemara about the Ilog Avar Tatava, right? So we ask it that tatagover. So it means that if the bottom thing is hot, then that's going to affect the top thing and make a blia. Well, the other sheet is, but if the top thing is the hot thing, so then it will be cold, but the bottom thing will always be the stronger thing, and we'll cool off the top thing, but it takes a little time to top, so it'll still be kidei klipa. So the question is, what about by meluach? You really daf shaya tamei hameliach lamata. So he says that the same thing by meliach, that you need the thing that's tamei and meliach to be lamata, then you say gavar. Shachtach to gover v'chamei b'se elyon meliach. Tohar ha-tofel matal v'atomim malich l'mal la'inu oses ha-tachton el k'dei klipa. Sh'atar shu ha-tachton tzonin v'gover m'tzanin sa'elyot. Yeah. So, this is the regular din of Tatal Gavar applies also to...
Why? Why does that be true by Adam
Leon? One second. And who... Now we should look at Tosis, right? We should look at Tosis. Yeah. And page 4, Kufi Gimel. Tar Malich for Tami Tafel, Gabi Malich Rosef, Lo Shaykh, Lo Ilogava, Velo Tatagava. He says it doesn't apply. So it can be either one.
Wait, why should it apply? There's nothing as hot.
Yeah, but okay, the question is the potency of the malichus is considered like heat. So the question is, so we have something not salted, something salted. One could affect the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it. I just think that
Malouf
is not so
pure Rosea. It's not Mabish Rosea, but still. Now, Tosis has another point. What if you have defuse gavinos? You have cheese and salty cheese, and you make cheese in these pots. Right? They belong to Goyim. So the Gvirus Akum is Osir, right? So say now a Jew is going to borrow that kli that the guy made his cheese in and make cheese in it. The food saying Gvinos of the Chavamutu. That says when Gvinos li swell of Malcham Socha. To have you come out Tor Malich v'tomei Tafel. Dein Shach Malicha be'etz. Lorasa etz rosech al de Malicha. So you don't have to be magil if you have kalim from a goy that he made cheese in it. So now the Jew can make his cheese in it, even though it's salty. Because the flea doesn't really become salty.
So Mela, so what are you afraid of? That it's salty, so now the tab of the trefus will go into the Jewish cheese, but the bottom thing is the kli, and the kli doesn't never become really salty. It's just the matzias.
No, so the kli is minimal.
It's like
the Ramah.
Yeah. So Ein Licha Bekalim. That's what it's called. That's the phraseology.
Rebbe, I thought the whole reason why we salt the meat is because the salt pulls the blood out. So why would salt have a property to put something in? Salt pulls it out.
Right, but it also could put it pulls out the blood.
Right, so if salt pulls out the blood.
And that's page 13, Yud Beis. Gevina should also be food, say, go, you mafo, bishan, imlok, salt, butar. Who are then in Nimloch, Heter, the Shakli is the same thing. But it also pulls the melech out. But it also has an idea that it could cause bleus of things that are not now. But it has the idea to be moshech the dam out. Yeah. Yeah, that's how we passed them. Ain Malika became. Okay, and then let's see. And then Shulchan Aruch here, page 15, says Tzir Shel Basar gives the liquid of the basar, the salty liquid that comes out, very salty. So it'll be balei into a kli. And then you have to do hagalah if it's treif or milk or whatever. But if it's kli cheres, then you have to then you can be magyal kli cheres, and then it's. That's it. You got to throw it away.
Oh, so now the next thing that we're going to talk about in this packet is called Issa Dok. Right. So what's Issa Dok?
Isn't that a Hanan topic?
No, it's here also. Let me just tell you what it's about with this.
So it's yourself as a Malia?
No, it's Malia.
Malia,
Malia said it came is to polite out of a Kli. Here it's Malia. Going into the Kli, it could trafe up the Kli. Yeah, no, but if you have a treif kli, and now you want to from the gvinas hakom, and now you want to make your own gvina in it, so it's not gonna the tam that was in the kli is not gonna go out into your food. So you don't have to be magil. Okay, so let us see that Issa Dok. Yeah, it starts on page 11. That's why. You see, say you have a piece of meat, right? You have a piece of meat. And attached to that piece of meat is fat, non-kosher fat. Right? And then you cook that piece of meat with other pieces of meat. So normally, if you have something treif in a pot, so everything in the pot joins together to try to be mevatel the iser that's treif. And then if there's shishim, then everything's mutter. And if there's no shishim, everything's awesome. But that's because normally the treif thing is not attached to anything. It's in the pot and everything else is destroyed from that. But say you have, you know, a piece of meat that has non-kosher fat that's attached to it. So then we don't view it as the piece of meat and the rest of the pieces of meat in the kedera are all together. Say that you have one, the fat is one unit, the piece of meat is one unit, and then the 59 units of meat. So you would say 59 plus 1 is 60, connected the fat, and it's bottom. But since it's a dovok, so there are two ways you understand it's a dovok. One way of it's a dovok, in other words, it's a dovok, we say that piece of meat that it's attached to is like one against one. We don't say it's one and 59. It's one against one. And then that becomes aser. And then the kedasa, the rest of, because it doesn't, the blia for goes, in other words, the idea of 660 is it's mismashe b'shava in the whole pot. But the thing that it's attached to, it's mismashe more to there, the thing that it's attached to. So therefore, it's not going to be, it's like one against one, and then we don't view it one against 59 plus one.
We view it as two versus 50.
Yeah, so that's, and therefore it'll be us. That piece will be us, and then potentially it can answer the rest, depending upon what the shear is.
Is it power?
One second. So that's one svar that he says here. The Taz says, if this is Dovok, if this is Heter, the Farsh Atami Shub Shem Shmach, if it's Dovok Bezeh, Isser, so then it's more concentrated there. And the other Svara is that we're afraid, since it's connected, that maybe at one point they were bechidus together, the meat and the fat that are connected. Maybe they were once together, they had another life together in another pot. And then they were cooked there at Aser. Now it's together in the thing. But since it's attached, so they always go together wherever they are. So that's another story. It's a hashash. That maybe they weren't always together in that same pot with the other 59, but they travel together in another pot. And so those are the two svaras why this adavok is we don't view the as a that it's connected to the other thing. Page 16 and page. So those are the two svaras of Issa Davok. Of why it's a Davok, you don't say it's just Bata. Look at the pre Megadim on page 20. You name Issa Davok, it's based on the mile of Lo Yoser. That's one svara. That the thing that it's attached to is in the Bale Yoser. Maybe they were together outside the rotave and they had their own belias together, you know, nothing to do with the rest of the food or in a different pot. So since it's a chashash, maybe, so if it's a nisa d'raisa that we're talking about, like chalev, so then by nisa d'raisa we're chashish l'chumra. It's fake l'chumra, v'yesh l'esor. V'yesh d'rabbanon. But if it's a nisa d'rabbanon, like Nam Shabishlo, if say you have a heart that's connected to the meat, so that's Nam, so that's it's a nisa d'rabbanon. So if it's an idea of Mahel of Loa, so there'll be a nisa d'avok also by the heart, because the heart will go right into the meat, as in the meat, and it won't be mispashed to the whole thing, because it's a direct connection to the thing that it's attached to. But if it's the svara of maybe it was together in another pot together, so that so this is the rabbanon, you're not choishes of the this is the rabbanon. That was what was said. So that's yeah, and then the other svara is that it's more direct. So that is another discussion about whether. It is a dovok only as if it's naturally connected. Like a chalev is naturally connected to the meat. But a chveis is just like a worm that got stuck in there. So it's not naturally connected. So then that's where it would necessarily apply. Because it only applies in a dovok if it's naturally connected. A worm happened to be stuck into the thing. That's not naturally connected. It just got there.
So which reason is that?
So the idea that the belia is more direct is only applies to the naturally connected.
Why? If the worm is inside the
chakira. One second. Peshakaz, the so he says that so mainly you have two svaras. You have the chaticha b'mayel of lowa svara, and you have the maybe they were together chutz the rotave or in a different pot. I'm looking on page 21, and the two nafkaminas are an issa d'raisa versus an issa d'rabbanan. That the issa d'raisa will apply even to the case of the suffix, maybe it was together. And the natural connection versus the non-natural connection. That if it's the svara of that only was the natural connection.
That, that's not it's inside, it's on the side, they're next to each other.
Yeah.
If they have a worm inside of them, which is getting a non-natural connection, still being apparently blow up.
So that's the thing where you have katich, kreplach.
Right.
The batzek is around the meat. So does it acid the dough and then an acid the vela now first you have to mevatel that whole dough, or could the dough be mitzarif to the so that's the question.
She has a, yeah. So those are the two svaras of the two nafkaminas.
This is only for the Ramah, right?
Yeah. Was better. We do know the Hatika that says we shall assume so if the Shari Negev call Hatika. So he says that maybe if it's totally surrounded, that's like Dovuk Mamish. Because, of course, it has to go there first. So that's like Dovuk Mamish, even though normally we make a chilip between, you know, Dovuk Mamish, natural or not natural. But if it's totally, if people got it, the Seder HaNovas HaShoyal. The Shakt always likes to point this out, this section of the Prima Garden. He always, the Shakt of one guy, the Prima Garden tells you what Shilas a Rav should be aware of when he's asked, when he's getting a Shila, which are the issues.
The Prima Garden on Tani Beis.
Yeah, correct.
He doesn't always do that.
Right. Okay, then, yeah. Okay. Okay, we have more time now. Let's start 32. Recha and Zeyah. So this is a big episode in life. We saw Avraham Levitz brought in visual aids. So where is this idea that you have, say, a trace piece of food, or you have milk or kefleshet, and it's you heat it up, and the fumes go up. So that's called Zeya. And Zeya has the status of the thing itself. So if it's milked, it's milked. Flesh, flesh, trafe, trafe. Okay. So, and then you have an oven that'll make the oven milked, flesh, trafe from the Zeya. So what's the source of the din of Zeya? So there's a Mishnah in Machshirin. Mesach the Machshirin. Where is it? And then there's the Truvas Harosh. Here it is. Page 17. We know what's the halacha, that in order for a food to be Makabal Tova, it has to have, liquid has to have been put on it, L'Rotzel. Or, you know, it was raining, and I was happy that it's raining, and I see it, so I'm the Bailam, L'Rotzel. So now it rains when the apple is already detached from the tree. So now, if something touches the apple, a rodent or whatever, it could be Batami. But if the apple was never, the liquid never got on the apple, so then even if it's detached, it's not going to be Mekabel Tumah because it has to be Hukshah Mekabel Tumah. So the Mishnah Machshirin on page 17, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis says, Merchatz Tmeya Zayasa Tmeya. If you have a Merchatz, a Shvitz, and it has Mayim Shuvim, right? And the more that water can become tame, so something tame got in it, so then it schwitzes up, and then there's Paris there, so then it's going to put go on the apples, and it becomes chuksha, and then since the water's tame, it'll become tome. But you see from here that even though you need water for it, but water has the status, but Zaya is like water. If it's just condensation, that's like water. So poskim, this is the whole discussion of ovens. Because if you're going to use a treif oven, so we're choshesh that what? That maybe some zeya, let's say the person used it for a treif, and the zeya went up and it was nivla into the oven. So now when you're gonna use it afterwards, say within 24 hours, from your food the Zeya will come up, bring down maflit the other Zeya, and bring it into your food and
And if it was treif food from before, they'll treif your food. Or if it's fleisch chicken, now it's milchik, etc. And that's the concept of zeya. There's a, or say, for example, you have.
Rebbe, that was the issue with the grill that you were telling me, Pesach time.
Yeah.
When I wanted to kosher the grill, you said the zeya would, like, chametz or something?
Yeah, yes. Oh, right. Very good. Reverend. So there's a famous Truvas Harash on page 18. Menisha Yechia. Right, to the son. Sha'alta al-ilfas cholevas. You have a pot with milk in it. So, could you put it in the oven? And there's a kedera shel basar on top. So he says, "Nira lisha osav afil b'di'evet." And that's you see osav kedera, because what's going to happen? The milk is going to come into the fleishik, and it's a fleishik pot, and now it's going to make it milkik. Kazei ha'olam min ha'ilfas k'mocholof. And that's the Mishnah in Machshirin, Merchatz Tameya, the Yasa Tameya. And the same thing that the Ramah has. Well, you have a case of the salami. You have a piece of salami hanging from the ceiling. And then you're cooking milk, right? So then the zeya from the milk goes to the salami, and provided that it's yet to let us. In other words, if it's too high up, it's the time that the zeya is going to get there. It's not yet a lettuce bowl, then it's not an asim. But if it is, then the zeya of the milk is going to go into the salami, and so that's brought down.
In the case of the rush, is the pot of milk also treif, or just the meat becomes treif?
The pot is also.
Why? The meat doesn't have zeya. It's probably just a piece
no,
of
but
meat.
If the pot is a fleshic pot, right, and you have zeya from underneath coming in, so that they have a milk blia in a fleshic pot.
Right, so the milk is fine still, right?
The milk is fine, yeah. Which makes, yeah.
Because he was asking about the milk, no?
So where the milk goes into the salami. So you have a salami, not in a pot, but a salami that's hanging from the ceiling.
But that pot of milk, he could take out and drink. It's fine, even though it was in the oven with the fleishik pot.
Yeah, the milk is fine. Okay. I just want to see. The Truma Sadesh here, page 19, discusses that. He quotes the Rush, and he says, the line that begins in Tay the Chicane Minig Poshit Shatola Busser. The minig is to take meat and hang it from the ceiling, and it's on top of the Kira, which is having hot milk there. Shavashma Chalv Tadir, Afobishaze, Olamatavshal, Shaper, all Vena Yatsu letters, and Busser, Mahmas, Chom, also Taya, Eno Seris. Okay, so that is the. So Yisod comes from the Mishnah Machshirin, and the Rush. Mishnah Machshirin was talking about Hechshel and Kabbal Tumah, but the Rush applied it to Basa B'chalov, and the Trumas Hadeshin follows along that way. And that's how we assume the halacha. There is a tshuva in the Mishkan of Yaakov that denies this whole thing. Mishkas Yaakov is a Talmud of who? Mishkas Yaakov is a Talmud of Chaim Volozhiner. Who's a Talmud of the Gra? So hey, look at Mishkas Yaakov. I told you what Rav Cook said about the Mishkas Yaakov.
Yeah.
Did I tell you? That his father, but he got his first rabbinic position in Russia. And his father-in-law, the Aderis, gave unsolicited father-in-law advice. That he says, you want to be Matzliach in the Rabbanus, put up an Erev in your community. And Rav Cook responded, I follow the Mishkas Yaakov, who answered all the Erevs of the big cities. So the way the Katzman pointed that out to me. I brought the story down in my Sefer and Erev. That's my friend Rav Lazer Katzman told me. Yes. I just spoke to him this week. So we had a proper question in the library what a certain Sefer was, and right away he gave us the answer.
But who's father-in-law?
Rav Cook. He was the father. Rav Cook was the father-in-law to Rav Cook. So he says he doesn't think the whole thing is true. What about Zaya? He thinks that Zaya is like, it's like Afer, Yeshuva. You name Medivari Rosh. He says, Isra Achila from Mutter. Because if you have something that's also Machila and then you burn it, it's Afer. So it's not us anymore. Might be Midrabban, but he says, same thing, Zaya is not the thing anymore. So it's like Afer. So he denies the whole, if it's by an Isra Hanah, so when you burn this or not, it's still, you still can't get an offer from the Afer, because that's right. Right. So he says that, so he denies the whole thing. There's no problem of Zaya.
You're going to cook Zaya,
there's no problem. Even though it was, even if you would have the salami case. You have milk at the bottom and the salami is hanging from the roof of the ceiling. And it gets yatzo lettuce bowl. And you say, what's the problem? Even if it's yatzo lettuce bowl, but it's not milk anymore. It's like the sruffin. But he's taking on the Rishonim. He's taking on the Rush. He's taking on the all of his Rishonim.
Well, the word never mentions there once.
Right. But the rush is the rush. He's a Rishon. I told you what Rav Gershon Zak says. Who is Rav Gershon Zak, first of all? Who?
Rav Chaim's son?
Grandson. He was the son of who? Who was his father? Rav Mendel Zaks. Where did Rav Mendel Zaks live? West side.
It was the Bochain.
He finished up the Mishnah Berurah.
In this building. He lived in the west side. Yeah, they lived in the same building. With Rav Aaron Kotler. I tell you, all the Gedolim, they either lived on the Lower East Side or the Upper West Side. That's what I hold. It's all Manhattan. Manhattan is a big, big place for Gedolim. The Moshe of Henkin lived in the Lower East Side. And Rav Aaron Kotler, Rav Mendel, they lived on the Upper West Side. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva about. Rav Moshe was very machmir by Zaya, with liquids. And by solids, if you see it, then you have to. But I have a Masorah from Rav Abadi, and this same idea is in a tshuva, Rav Ben Tzion Vosner. Ooh, ah. You know Rav Ben Tzion Vosner? Shimon HaLevi's son. What's his connection to Washington Heights?
Torah. You learn from it. Sorry.
No, he was involved with the Arif on the other side of the Heights.
Where is Arif?
Well,
where is it?
Where is it against the Arif? But when they put the Arif on the other side, he was involved in that Arif. So it was a big Talmud Chacham. So he says Yisod, and I heard the same Yisod from Rav Abadi, and it's based on the Rush. You see, on one hand, it's very interesting. On one hand, if it's not Yatzel Lettuce Bowl, then it can't be, there's no Bli, right? But on the other hand, if you have such a thing that's so hot, Rav Abadi holds, there's no such thing as a fleishik. And Rav Ben Tzion Vazner also, there's no such thing as a fleishik oven. There's no such thing as a treif oven. Meaning why? Because why is it treif? Because the blia of the zeya. But if the oven is so hot, the time that it goes to the ceiling, it already is burnt up in the air because the air is so hot, then there's no... Rav Abadi said the way to tell is there any condensation on the ceiling? If it never made condensation on the ceiling, then that shows that it was so hot that while it was going up to get to the top, it was all burnt up. That's in the Rush. This far is in the Rush. See, the Rush is the Baal, the Machmer, he gives you this kula. So that's why I would say, what page is the Chubas Rush? The Rush that I just read you, that had quoted the 18. Yeah. On the left side, in the fourth line, Omnum Tsarif Leida. Kedero Rosachas Mekabels there. Is Kedero Rosachas Mekabels? Shem Chom Harisicha Shabo Ma'akva Milkabel Azeah. It was maybe it's so hot, it's not. It's Azur if it's Yad Soladis Bob, but then if it's so hot, it might not be able to be Kabbal Zaya because the Rav Ozna, Rav Abadi say, because it's going to burn up. So that's the sheet I follow. That we use the same oven for milk and fleishik.
At the same time.
No. So we don't do.
At the same time. Right?
So like this. So certainly zecher zeh. Right. Right. Because again, what's Rav Abadi Sfar and Rav Ben Tzion Vazner is that there's no zeh in the oven because the oven's too hot to have zeh. Right. That's the more. It's too hot to have Zaya. So therefore, now, but if you would put milk and fleishik at the same time, so if one is on top of the other, it could get the Zaya because it only burns on the way up. But say you have milk and fleishik, one on top of the other, it could asa. You follow?
It can drip down.
Okay, what?
Well,
no, because it goes up. If they say the milk kick and then the fleishik, and then with the milk going up, but it could be that for it to go all the way to the top, and then it'll burn. But it doesn't mean that it just goes up a little bit. So it could be.
It won't burn on the surface of the clay, the double dip.
Maybe yes, maybe no.
Rebbe, in our oven we have drip mats. You know what that is? It's a special kind of mat that covers so that in case anything drops, it won't fall on the bottom. You know, like so, like it also would prevent Zaya from going up.
So Rav Abadi sheet is you shouldn't put it in at the same time because he's afraid you're going to put one on top of the other. But technically, if you put it at the same time and there's Zeh B'Tzad Zeh, then it could be okay. So okay, so we'll stop now. Monday we'll finish up. We're going to have a supplement and have this, and then we have to figure out when we should do the Bechina. And then
this is your lunch.
What?
And it's your lunch. You could do Monday, right?
Yeah.
Whatever day
we Okay. Rebbe, but what about the fact that the Zaya of the Basar and the Challah would go through the vent? You know, there's a vent in the oven that the hot air goes out.
Right.
So if you have it at the same exact time, it'll mix in the vent. Is that a problem?
No, because then it'll go out.
But it would go out through the same vent, so wow. It's mixing.
So let it go out.
It has to go back into the food.
Right. Yeah, I don't care what happens to the vent. I care what happens to the food.
No, but on the way out, it could get it.
It doesn't matter. If it's on the way out, it's on the way out. You follow? If there would be Zaya on the ceiling, and then the next time I cook, the Zaya will come and bring it down, that'll be that could be a problem. So that we're going to have to see next time.
Like sometimes we warm up food by the vent because we don't want it so hot in the oven. You know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Some foods we put by the vent. At the same time, the other food is in the oven.
Yeah. Okay, but that's a different. That could be a different story. I'm not talking about that. Okay, but we have to see more of this, and then.
You already eating?
What?
You already
eating? What? The
pita?
Yeah. I don't know. We didn't. Is that?
That work for everybody?
I mean, we still. Like this, but we still have to have. In other words, it could be whatever, but we still have to go on now and do some
calls. Absolutely. You know, if we do the next, either it's Wednesday, the
Bukhina,
or Wednesday,
the Shir. Right. So why don't you discuss it amongst yourselves? You four guys. I mean, there are other people. Okay, the people that come regularly on the Daniel Albert and MZ. Avram Levitt, because
there's a WhatsApp chat that someone will say, and we'll take a vote.
Okay, look, Monday anyway, we're doing this right. As a show, and after that, we have to do and I know we can't have Shear every day at the regular time. Ellie mentioned maybe during lunch or something.
Maybe do the beginning during lunch, you'd say.
How many more Shearing do we have, Rebbe?
But we have one more.
One more on Tarot Bess. We still have some call to do.
Right.
Don't get it all mixed up.
Okay.
So Rebbe, should we do a week from Monday? Not this coming Monday, not this coming week, but the week after?
So discuss it with your friends. Discuss it with everybody. I mean, if we do that, then we're going to still have to have Shear. You know, this, we'll have to stop us in the hall.
No, we should take one day off so that we can study.
We could take one day off. You can study on Shabbos. You can study Sunday. We can study Friday. You have 3 days off. Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. You have 3 days off. Why just one day off? I give you 3 days off. You like that, MC? And we get, okay. You'll figure it out, but then we have to finish, and then we have to start. You know, because I've been announcing even before Pesach that you gotta have to start studying. But I know that it's hard to do it.
But, I just want to say I like the idea of Monday also as opposed to Wednesday because I'll give a little more time for me to finish Chazara because I'm doing, I think, packet 27 with Rabbi Tuchman today.
Okay.
We still have to. Also, Chumash is at 11:30.
11:30 is Chumash.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Cultive.